Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today is the final day of Disneyland tickets.
Say it isn't so.
It is so. I'm sorry to say that it is so. So your job is sit by your radio every hour on the fives from right now, 7:05 through 6:05. We have a new code word for you. You text it to our contest line. You're in the running. You want this. Disneyland tickets. Right now, take the word magical, M-A-G-I-C-A-L, and text it to our contest line, 20357. That enters you for the four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize of vacation, which includes a four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is magical. This is the last day. It's the last day.
Sad to see it go. I mean, it'll come back, I'm sure, at some point, but it's a good day to call in sick and just lock into Alice.
Alice and Disney.
And win yourself
we're
some
like
tickets.
This, yeah.
Make it happen.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Drywood termite swarming. You know what I love about advertising? Every time I hear this ATCO ad, I'm like, I should really get ATCO. I just want to make sure. Once in a while, you should do a termite inspection because honestly, you could have them for a long time before you realize it and it starts to be a problem. Drywood termite swarming, August kicks off their season. Oh, they have a season. Don't wait. Call ATCO Pest Control to kick them out fast. Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off termite treatment this month. Visit ATCOPestControl.com.
You know what I think about with the advertising too is that often stuff comes up as a homeowner or a parent or a and you just don't know what to do and you're busy with other things and you go back burner and you just keep pushing it because you don't know even where to begin.
Right.
And then you hear ATCO and you go, that's where I begin.
Yes.
Let me call someone and have them out because I don't know what to do.
ATCOPestControl.com. Mention Sarah and Vinny and get a little discount. It's nice. 10% off. Who doesn't want to save money? Come on. Okay. So I'm going to start with something that I've clearly closed. There it is. Okay. Oops. These are the movies that are out this weekend. All of the trailers are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I put every single one of them up. Relay. This is a thriller starring Riz Ahmed, which you know him from The Night Of. He's been in a ton of stuff. Like I see him in Venom. But you remember that was like an HBO show or something, The Night Of.
He is the evil genius, isn't he? In Venom.
Oh, could be. He's got that look. He has an evil genius look. His ears are kind of pointy.
Like he in Sonic?
I don't know. You mean as a voice or
no?
Is it,
Sonic is a Jim Carrey movie, and I think he's Jim Carrey's apprentice.
He's
in the Phoenician Scheme. I started that, but I haven't gone back.
Oh, he was in Rogue One. I definitely recognize him from Rogue One.
Oh. Yeah, he's got one of those faces that you're like, I've seen this guy before. They also say he's a British-Pakistani actor, rapper, and activist.
A rapper?
That's what they say.
I couldn't finish The Night Of. I made it really far into it. I'm like, I'm just too scared of where this is going.
Oh.
So I haven't finished
People do rave about that show.
It's great.
So Relay is the name of this movie. It's a thriller starring Riz Ahmed as a corporate fixer who risks his life to protect a new client played by Lily James.
He's not in the Sonic franchise. Okay. It's a different guy.
Lily James's character is on the run, which isn't Lily James Lady Rose from Downton Abbey? I'm trying to think who Lily James is. I get her mixed up with Lily Collins. Yeah, that's her. And she's like...
She was the younger, kind of bad girl that came on to Downton
Abbey. The cousin,
yeah. Yeah, the bad girl on Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
She went to all the jazz clubs.
She had a whole like interracial relationship, which in the early 1900s was frowned upon to say the least. So Lily James, that chick, who's also, I want to say she was in that Cinderella remake too.
With she was.
King of the North. Can't never think of the people's names. Relay is the name of this movie. Riz Ahmed is a corporate fixer, risks his life to protect a new client played by Lily James, and she's on the run from a team led by Sam Worthington from Avatar fame. Right? Isn't that him?
I believe so.
After coming into possession of evidence of some kind of unlawful cover-up. So that's opening wide, and it is rated R. Honey, don't.
I went to an early screening of this.
Tell me.
Earlier this week. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. And then I'm confused about the ending. I feel like they left a lot of questions answered, but the vibe of it was very cool. Margaret Qualley played a really interesting character. Aubrey Plaza, the first thing she's been in since the death of her husband.
Yeah.
And it was a very weird character. It was really fun.
If there's a weird character, the first person you think of is, oh, we should get Aubrey Plaza.
Exactly. And it was hilarious. Like, we were laughing out loud.
So, Margaret Qualley plays a private investigator looking into some mysterious deaths tied to a shady church run by Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Okay, it almost reminded me of Tom Cruise in Magnolia, Chris Evans' character.
Oh.
If you've ever seen that.
No.
But much more, I feel like, comedic than that, but crazy. I'm impressed with him. I'll say that. I'm very impressed.
It is directed by Ethan Coen, and it also stars Charlie Day and Aubrey Plaza, as you mentioned. Charlie Day from Always Sunny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Horrible Bosses. There's something, this one's in limited release, a couple things that are limited, so you may not be able to find this one, but Eden, it's a survivor thriller about three groups of people who settle on a remote island in 1929 only to discover that their greatest threat is each other. It's directed by Ron Howard, and it's based on a true story. Jude Law and Vanessa Kirby, they just want to live in isolation, but their solitude is broken the first by Daniel Brühl and Sydney Sweeney, and then by a baroness played by Ana de Armas, who threatens to build a hotel on their island paradise. So they're trying to get away, and they live on this island, some remote island. And she's all like, I'm going to bring the world here.
And they're like, we're in squatter's heaven.
We're going to kill you.
Yeah, don't
That's
do it.
That's my guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then there's something called Splitsville. Just so you know, it's a Red Band trailer. This is another limited release. I love this actress. She plays Bix on Andor, but she's been in some other stuff too. You know who she reminds me of? Danae. She looks just like Danae.
Our promotions
lady? Director. She was in Hitman in 2023 with Glenn Powell. She was also in Blink Twice, which I don't really remember her in that, but I remember there being some hot brunette. Her name is Adria Arjona, which I hope I'm giving that credit. But so this actress, Splitsville, Adria Arjona tells her husband she's been cheating and wants a divorce. But once their neighbors reveal the secret to their happiness is an open marriage, the husband crosses a line having his own affair with Dakota Johnson. And then Splitsville is the name of the movie. And I put the trailer up, but it's probably not safe for work. Red Band trailer. And that's rated R. On your TV this weekend, well, there's some preseason football. So if you want football games, I know John watched, I think there was a Pats game last night.
The Pats got murdered last night.
Well, that's too bad.
Murdered.
Luckily, it's preseason. Don't put those guys back in again. On ABC, I was reading about this. Do you remember Foxy Noxy? Like, she was an American woman. She was in Italy. Her roommate was murdered, and she went to jail for the murder.
I've gotten to know her over the years.
Have you?
Yeah. We started working on, she was doing a podcast, and we just started talking. She is delightful as a person, like extremely nice. Her and her husband are really great people. So
Amanda Knox.
Search for the Truth, the Amanda Knox story. It's on ABC tonight at 8, and I believe that Monica Lewinsky is a producer on this.
Yes.
Because that's where they were like sort of interviewing each other.
I'm sorry, but aren't people done talking about Amanda Knox? Wasn't that 30 years ago? Like, it's not even that interesting of a story.
It's a very interesting story. I mean, she
apparently
went to jail.
It's interesting enough that it's being done tonight.
Yeah. I mean,
again, for the 400th time, like, let's let's talk about something else.
So you believe her?
Maybe there's nothing else.
Oh, 100% believe her.
You 100% believe her?
Yeah, for sure. Why would she murder her roommate?
But, I don't know. But why would anybody murder anybody?
Evil. There are still people like, you know, Amanda, when she posts anything, there's people who are just like, you're a murderer. They still
trolls.
Call her a murderer and everything like that. So you know, she's not gotten away from it 100%.
Yeah, probably because she keeps rehashing it every chance she gets.
Well, I'm sure she gets paid money for it.
Well, like exactly. Lewinsky, she's now that person, right?
And she's teamed up with Lewinsky for this. I guess, is it a documentary? It just says Search for the Truth, the Amanda Knox story. So I don't know if it's like a
You seem to have a murder story on your shirt there that you can't wash off. It seems to just be a stain you're living with.
Hi, I'm Amanda. Nice
right.
to meet you.
A scorned woman's club.
Well. Mm. Mm.
But she's done a lot for prisoner rights and things like that. She's a real good person. So I really like her. I'm glad she's making some money from this stuff. Because
why not?
I mean, yeah, I mean, she, you know, they.
Well, I just said it. Despite, she's got a murder stain on her that she's got, you know, she meets someone and they go, Amanda, no, hold on a second.
Oh, you're Foxy and Oxy.
Oh, you're the lady. You're the one that murdered your roommate. No.
I didn't murder her. But you went to jail for it. Well, I think that speaks to the stain that gets on you when you, you know, someone just accuses you of something and.
It's
always with you now.
There's an injustice there for sure that the story makes headlines. It goes wide. Mm. And then the print later that says, it turns out this was a falsely accused person.
No wonder
person.
She keeps putting out
those stories aren't quite as big as the headlines of the murder.
They never are.
This and JonBenet Ramsey, I'm like, I can't with this anymore.
I haven't heard JonBenet Ramsey's name in 15 years.
That's like, not that's, true. There were... like two things that came out this year with JonBenet Ramsey.
Well, I must have glanced right over him. I went, I don't know that name. I can't believe you get, this is how news works. We keep rehashing things.
I think being part of a story like that is probably my worst nightmare.
Oh.
I think I'd rather be in a pool of bugs, which is my other worst nightmare.
A pool of bugs?
Yes. Because at least you can get out of the pool eventually. This, you can't get out
but
of
you'll
this.
Never escape the
You can't
shivers.
Get the Ooh. Stain off of you.
Yeah. It's
the
true.
Scarlet M on your chest.
You're like, I've been washed. I'm telling you, I didn't do it. There's also, you remember Jussie Smollett?
Yes.
Today on Netflix, there's a documentary called The Truth About Jussie Smollett. Now,
for those who don't remember him, go on.
No, I think I have him mixed up with, is he the guy who lied about getting beat up?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, then
He's
I
the guy, he was starring in a TV show. It wasn't Glee.
No, it's called Empire, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember,
and
I didn't
played,
watch it.
He had a recurring role on there.
Yes.
And he wanted more, so he wanted to be in the news.
There was some
he created
desire
like a
for a
situation.
Bigger role and... He was a disgruntled employee with the studio, I think. Mm. Like, he wanted more.
Well, he was writing letters to the studio.
Right.
To himself and being like, oh my God, you know, like just drawing attention on attention. And when it didn't work,
he
staged a thing where but I think he still denies it. I can't remember what his deal is.
Ridiculous.
I know.
That is psychotic
so,
behavior.
Right. Cause it's basically the guys were like, yeah, he gave us $4,000. We did it. So Friday, tonight on Netflix, there's a doc, which I know Maddie does love himself a doc. So a documentary.
Oh, I'll be watching that one this weekend. Don't worry.
Another trailer that I put up. There's a new Daniel Day-Lewis movie. It's his first in 8 years. This is not out today or anything, but it's called Anemone, and there's a trailer for it. So I put that up. His son directed it. The two of them wrote it together. And so if you are interested in that... it looks like October 3rd that's coming out. So you can get your Taylor Swift record and then go see this movie that night. okay. Lil Nas X, the cowboy guy.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on here, but he's been arrested and hospitalized yesterday. He was found wandering around Ventura Boulevard in nothing but his underpants and a pair of cowboy boots. Actually, wandering really isn't the right word. They say he was strutting, sashaying, dancing. A passing driver slowed down to record him. And so there's some video of this. Lil Nas X seemed to be having a great time. He kept talking about some party that was going to happen. At one point, he put an orange traffic cone on his head. At about 6 a.m., the police, I guess there were enough reports. I think Lil Nas X is strutting down Ventura Avenue. So the police confront him just before 6 a.m. And he reportedly attacked them. I haven't seen video of that. So he was arrested for battery of a police officer. But before booking him, they took him to a hospital for treatment of what they're saying is a possible overdose.
Oh, it's drug. Okay, so it's not a mental health break. It's a drug thing.
Right. It's appears that they were afraid that that was the case. Although he wasn't like laying down. He wasn't unconscious. He was up and about, and they're just like, he'd been overserved by his dealer or whatever. There is no word on what he was on, if anything. But as of last night, he was being held without bail. So,
you know,
hopefully it was just a party gone on too long.
We're in the music business and we work at a radio station, and I pay attention to our artists and our things and
Old Town Road.
And we played him.
Mm.
But then he launched that new album early this year, right? Was it early this year?
I don't know when it was.
Like there, he used some pretty common ways to get attention, like the Jesus thing.
Oh, I thought that was the one that came out. I can't remember. When was that? 2019 or something? Old Town Road?
Old Town Road's old. Yeah, that's a while back.
I felt
back.
Like that next one was when it had like Satan on. He was dressing up as the devil.
Right.
There was. I thought that was.
His last album came out in November last year.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And is it a.
And then EP came out in March. Oh,
and none of them had the same kind of catch. Mm-mm. That the first one did. Like, it just didn't. And
he
that's
had another minor hit, like maybe off that first same batch, but I don't remember the name of it. I remember it, maybe it charted, but the one we all know him by is Gonna Take My Horse to the Old Town
Montero
Road.
Was one of them. Old Town Road was one of them.
Is Montero?
That's the album.
Yeah. Is that the one? That's not the one with the Satan imagery, or is it?
I think so.
No, he released a single called J. Christ, and that was in January of 2024.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, yeah. And so I'm thinking that's this year, and it's clearly not.
But. It's a time warp.
But my point being, I don't think he's ever gotten anywhere even kind of close to that original superstardom, and I'm sure it's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we look at, and luckily, someone around here is make sure we bow to the power of you know, Taylor Swift, but it's not everybody can do what she does. She's got the whole music world panting, and you look at that and you go, well, look, it's easy for her. Well, Lil Nas X isn't pulling that at all anything
right.
close.
Your first chance for a point today. How much is Lil Nas X worth? According to multiple sources.
By the way, I'm looking at the list of his hits, and all I know is Montero and the one.
I'm going to say $30 million.
$30 million.
I'm going to say $3 million.
I'm going to say $20.
I believe that our winner is Bob. He's worth about $9 million.
Which is good.
Sure.
But that doesn't, like, I get it. He had a huge hit. He was being played on every radio station in the country forever.
Yep.
I don't know what the video got, but I know I rewatched the video of him singing in that classroom with the kids.
So
where they're all singing back at him.
That is a wonderful
It's
video.
One of the coolest things, and I can imagine there you are going, I am a made man.
I'm all set.
And then it doesn't happen again.
No, it never happens again.
But I don't understand why, because he obviously had something people really clung to, not just the song, but people liked his vibe, his artistry. And so you would think the machine would be behind him with his new music. But there was no press or anything. Like, nothing ever came across my desk with him.
Well, they tried to push one other song. There was one other song that got played a little. But I agree with you. It feels like they went, nah, he's not. And when he started doing devil angel imagery, it probably polarized some people, and maybe they were like, well, we don't want to necessarily promote this. I have no idea.
Maybe.
And I actually don't know if I thought he released that song when it first came out. It was like he did it kind of under his own power. Like, it wasn't, I don't know that somebody signed him and put it out.
Yeah, no, his come up was very organic.
Right.
Well, I know this, and this what isn't in any way about Lil Nas X, but there have been other artists that have come along, and occasionally I'll talk to our boss about this stuff, and often he says, they don't have the songs.
Right.
That's it. It's not like people like him. He's handsome. He's right. Seems charming enough. You got to have the songs, though. And if you don't have the songs, you're done.
OK, right. But sometimes don't you feel like the songs are being forced on us? Like
yes.
They're not necessarily anything special. They're
right.
Just.
I often think if it wasn't because it was this artist, no one would ever play this song.
Exactly.
But so, this artist is important.
The powers that be have influence here.
Oh, there's no question.
Sure.
Music is a super corp. There's no question about that.
Fascinating. And so cool.
It is. It's, I mean, okay. Cool's not the word I would use, but it's the way it works. All right, I'm out of time. What you got coming up?
Yeah, what do you got?
What do you got?
The NFL, science, and a cow after these.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The countdown is on. Your chance to win a copy of the limited edition sparkly purple version of Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, today in the 5 o'clock hour in Jane's show. That is when you find out how to win this vinyl copy of Taylor's latest. And there's actually more Taylor news coming up later in the show regarding other colors, other sparkles.
No!
Yes! Other covers. It's amazing. Cover art, not covers of songs.
Mm. Even though she's doing Father Figure from George Michael.
Not another cover.
Okay.
But the one Jane has is gone. So you're not going to be able to buy it.
No, that one
was
limited. The only way to get it is to win it today in the 5 o'clock hour.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh.
I'm going today.
Are you? Why is that?
Because I drive a Mach-E and I've hit the mileage where it needs its checkup.
Oh.
Its little service. Oh. It's running great.
Yeah.
Not a hiccup.
Gotta love
nothing.
That.
Nah, it's perfect.
Electric cars, like very little maintenance. Tires are probably the biggest thing.
The $7,500 federal tax credit is expiring soon, and Frontier Ford has over 100 Mach-Es in stock ready for you to drive home.
Sweet.
I'm going to look at some of those today. I'm going to walk around the lot while my car is being serviced. I'm going to hang out. So if you want to get one, you'll see me there in the lot around 11 to however long it takes. Visit Frontier Ford in Santa Clara to grab.
Not that I reflexively went .com.
And that's also there.
Okay.
FrontierFord.com. But visit Frontier Ford in Santa Clara to grab yours today. The Mach-E, they got 100 in stock.
Mm.
I really.
Get your pick of the litter.
I love electric. I was in mine last night driving my daughter to her. Everything's back now. So school's back.
Oh, yes.
The play is back. So she's got another play she's trying out for.
Oh.
Last night was the dance tryout. Tonight is the singing tryout. And we're driving in the Mach-E. And she's all, could you not show me how fast the car is today?
Does she get to sit up front now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And I said, okay, no problem.
Mm.
And so then we're driving and we're headed to the church where the tryout dance lessons or the dance thing's gonna be, and this guy pulls up in a regular Mustang next to me. Actually, it was a lady with a guy in the passenger seat, and they pull up and they're looking at me, and I'm like, oh, I could smoke you. Like,
Yeah.
Electric You're cars lucky I got
no
my
joke.
Kid in the car, pal, because I would just show you what's what.
I'm not allowed to show her how fast this car can go.
My kid and her. Can you not go fast? Okay.
You're scaring me, Daddy.
No. She just gets off. She's like her mom. She gets all, oh, whoa.
Oh.
Car sick is her thing.
No, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Anyway.
Car sickness sucks.
I'll see you at Frontier Ford later today.
All right.
A couple ticks cooler today, but still hot. Very hot. Mm. Real hot. And the places that
That's
are
hot.
Were in the 90s will be still be in the 90s probably, but just a less 90. There's that. By the way, football is on. It was on last night, as you said. You mentioned it, and the Giants killed the Pats. Mm. There's more games today and through the weekend. The actual season begins on September 4th.
Oh.
We're right there.
Yeah, right around the corner. How exciting.
It is exciting. It's super fun. I love it. Go Niners.
Amen.
That's nice to hear. Mm. Let's see here. I want to begin with this story. So AI has us all like, ugh.
Oh, no. You mean frothing, I think.
Oh, no. I think scared is more like it.
Yeah. Both. A little bit of both. How exciting. I'm scared.
The BBC did a story on a woman with ALS named Sarah Ezekiel who lost the ability to speak at the age of 34.
Oh, boy. ALS is... heartbreaking.
Thanks to AI, she just got her voice back 25 years later.
Wait, she lived 25 years after being diagnosed with ALS? That's
She'd been
amazing.
Using a computer-generated voice that was really robotic, but a company called Smartbox was able to pull audio from an old VHS tape and clone her voice.
Oh my.
The old audio was poor and only 8 seconds of it. But the new tech allowed them to give her her voice back.
Oh.
It's amazing.
It is like, amazing.
I don't really want to encourage AI, but there's a use for it that is incredible.
Right.
And my buddy sent me a picture of us standing from our, it was a picture of us at our prom, like prom day.
Yeah. In your tuxes.
The limo's out front and it's picking us up and then we're going to go get our dates. But it's just a still photo, but he put it through this thing and it totally animates.
You turn toward each other.
It animates the whole thing and you just go, what just happened?
Mm.
AI happened.
AI is happening all
around
us.
Continues to happen around us. Exactly right. How about a fast fact?
Okay. I like fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. The last wild cow.
There's wild cows?
The last wild cow died in Poland in 1627.
I wonder how different they were from today's cows. Like a wild cow. Like I think of bison or, you know, water buffaloes or, you know, sort of those long horny looking, not horny looking, but just long horn looking beasts, burn, like
very
oxen
different.
And stuff like that. Like I wonder if they were more... Well, a little more agile, a little less fat, and weighed down by a gigantic udder.
Well, probably. I mean, they're fed. They're farmed.
They are,
you know.
Completely domesticated.
Right.
So evidently, they're large, muscular. They have long, curved horns and a dark coat and a stout body, like me. Oh. They're much more larger and more powerful than the modern cattle.
Yeah. It seems like they would have a mind of their own. The bulls
hear that?
Probably,
like him.
Best out.
He says.
Except it's spelled completely different.
It doesn't matter. It's good.
Mm.
Get that thirst trap up. It's
yeah,
the weekend.
Get that up. Come on, man. Half price, Wegovy.
The first athlete in the United States to ever earn $1 million in his lifetime was a bare-knuckle boxer named John L. Sullivan in 1882.
Sully in Boston.
Millionaire. Blink 182 was originally called Blink. But there was an Irish band named Blink that threatened to sue them. And the Irish Blink wound up opening for Blink 182 about 4 years later.
How funny.
They say here 182 was picked randomly, but I don't believe that. I think the conversation we had about you're drawn to numbers and somewhere in your life there's a reason you like the number 182 over the number 181?
182 is a pretty easy word to say, isn't it? 182. T2, 82.
It takes 872 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of wine.
Oh, because you have to water the grapes?
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Yes.
That. How much does 872 gallons of water cost?
A couple in Canada named Ray and Jean McKay just celebrated their 75th anniversary. So you just celebrated 31, right?
Yeah, 32.
Which is a lot.
32 this year.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We were married in 93.
They just celebrated their 75th anniversary. She's 96, he's 102, and they got married August 16th, 1950.
Wow.
A reporter told Jean the world record is, for the longest marriage, is just under 89 years, and jokingly asked if she thinks they'll make it. Her answer was, I'm sure we'll be divorced by then.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. A good one. That's a good one, lady.
Good job, Jean.
Keep them laughing.
Ray,
you know,
and Jean McKay.
Makes life worth living. Little laugh.
75 years together.
Incredible. Ah.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My parents' 60th anniversary is coming up. It's incredible.
Is that right?
Yeah. Remember, we did a big party for them. We figured the 50th has to be the last one. Like, my dad and his brother and sister all married the same year. So all us cousins, we all got together and we had this big thing for their 50th. We all went down to Florida.
Did you just hear what you said?
What'd I say?
We figured the 50th would be the last one.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the 50th anniversary.
Oh my God, man. You know, this is the conversation.
They're all old now. You
I know,
know,
but you know, this is the thing. You don't, it's weird to talk to your elderly parents and be like, I don't know how many more years you got.
Oh, no. My dad calls me. I'm like, oh, you're still around? He's like, yeah, hanging in there.
Gentry.
You got to joke about death because it is going to come and it's going to be freaking hard. And so, you know.
All right.
Like, make sure you cut John out of the will. Great. My brother. My brother, John. Make sure you cut him out.
And will they?
No.
Oh. Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Did I finish that story I did?
I don't know.
I heard a term yesterday for the first time. And I looked it up, and I've got a little info on it, but I was very curious if you've heard of this. Embryo adoption.
Well, I mean, I can make a guess. If we're talking about a fertilized egg and you've decided you and you don't have the stuff to get that, you could maybe buy. Oh, yeah, you did a story about this recently where somebody.
The oldest baby ever.
The oldest baby ever was one of these.
It's now become an option for people.
Hmm.
To adopt an embryo. So if you are a couple that was trying IVF and you had fertilized eggs and you're trying this and you and it's not taking. And unfortunately now you are paying a fee to keep that
right.
Stored.
Or maybe you got the kids and you still have all these embryos.
And extras,
left over,
right. That's another option for people that I'd never heard of. And then I heard someone in our life personally at home that did this. And I thought, do enough people know about this that this can be an option for you? Of course, you want to have your own kids with your genes.
But if you can't.
But if you can't.
And you want to carry a baby.
There's something known as embryo adoption. So I just wanted to see how you'd react to it because I thought, that's amazing. I mean,
it is amazing. And it's a very, it's an interesting decision to make, too, if you struggled with your own fertility and now you've got these fertilized eggs and you know you're not going to use them. They are 100% your children, let's say, right? This is our genetic material. These are full siblings to our current kids that we may or may not have. Like, that's quite a thing to allow out into the world.
There's definitely, like, do you trust the parents are going to be good to what would be considered your kid?
Right.
Can you just see, I would be able to release that, I think, at least at first. Maybe mm-hmm. down the line, I would get all weird and, you know,
as
start
as time
to,
goes on, you could birth your own sister. Like, let's say the daughter
what
is also struggling with fertility problems, and the mom goes, oh, I've got these old eggs. Why don't you have my daughter grandchild?
Wow.
I didn't.
Anybody could. I mean, if they can implant it and you can grow it. Right? That'd be crazy. I mean, down yeah. the line, as time goes on and these things are stored, like, it is a possibility.
That is. Well, so this is very.
Birth your own sister or brother. Weird.
It's weird to think that you that's where you went.
Well, I was just thinking of like who could use this?
Why do people choose it? They say it offers a solution for couples with leftover embryos who don't want to discard them or donate them for research. But you just made the point I didn't even think of, which is you've now let your child be born and raised to another couple. And on one hand, you should be like, yeah, but it's not our kid.
Right.
It's their kid.
Right.
On the other hand, you'd be like, you don't spank my baby. Like, right? You'd start to get really weird about it.
Hopefully you don't.
I shouldn't
know
have brought
who
this
has
up.
Them,
my bad.
Right. That's interesting, though. I mean, it's
there are pitfalls.
Sure. Well, it kind of comes down to, can you let that go
unclench
into the universe
entirely? Right? Right.
You'd have to forget about it. But in a way, like, you know, adoption is it's an option, and people do it. And they may spend their lives wondering whatever happened to that child, but it's not terrible. Well, I mean, it is different in that you've birthed a baby and gave it up. It's really interesting, though.
Embryo adoption.
I thought it might be, these are going to get destroyed unless someone adopts them. And so now you're paying the fees for somebody to store their eggs.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
it is. I didn't even, because I didn't talk to anybody about it. When I heard about it from someone in our life that we know, I went, oh, that's interesting. Mm. And it's just been kind of banging around in my head, but I didn't really think it through. That is a thing. You're giving your kid away.
Yeah, like a full-blooded, full sibling, full, yeah, your kid.
Like, where does that go legally? You have to be able to say, sign it away, right? You have to say, that's not mine, that's yours.
I'm sure it's similar to like an adoption thing.
Oof.
And maybe you just have signed it over to whoever continues to keep the power on in the fridge, in the freezer, where it is. You're like, we don't want you to destroy this. We'll sign them over to you.
In other science news.
Science!
There's more going on with Uranus than we thought.
Oh, I'm very partial to Uranus. It's one of my favorite bodies.
The James Webb Heavenly Telescope bodies. Spotted another moon.
Oh, yeah.
So Uranus has 29 moons now.
That's a lot of moons.
Mm-hmm. They say it's a cute one.
Oh.
Just 6 miles in diameter.
Oh, it's a tiny moon.
But Uranus has 29 moons.
So small.
Just a little. Oh, that's good that it's small.
Smaller than San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could just fit here perfectly with a little bit of room all the way around.
In alien invasion news.
Oh, how exciting. Tell me everything.
An object from outside the solar system is still hurtling towards us. Mm. And the Harvard researcher who thinks it's aliens now claims it's emitting its own light. He says, it could mean the spacecraft is powered by nuclear energy.
Oh, that's very exciting. So where is it exactly now? It's in our solar system. Where is it? Out by Jupiter or something?
It's outside the solar system.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hurtling our direction. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, if it turns around and starts to really glow, then we'll know it's slowing down. It's faster than light engines.
I can't wait. What is it called? The movie that we...
Doomsday?
No. Oh. The Ryan Gosling is starring as that guy who...
Oh. Project Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary. I cannot wait!
Yeah.
I really hope they nail that movie. Like, if they get it, it's going to be epic. Mm. I know that we absolutely frothed over...
The Martian.
No. The one that we did the premiere for it because we loved the book so much. What was that one?
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One is such a great book, and the movie just didn't
Please
hit.
Never watch that movie, but definitely read that book. If you grew up in the 80s, that book is for you.
It just didn't hit.
It was a terrible movie. It wasn't even similar. That's my response to that movie. And I was so hopeful because Spielberg was behind it.
Yeah.
No.
In other fertility news,
there you go.
A report went viral this week that researchers in China are working on a robot with an artificial womb.
Oh, I'm excited
replace,
for this.
What?
Yes.
What?
Like an artificial uterus, you
to
know?
To replace human surrogates.
Yeah.
The report says it'll cost $14,000, which seems cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I have that to just chip off, but when you talk about, anyway. And the prototype is expected next year.
There's in a lot of sci-fi, there are these mechanical uteri, and nobody has a baby anymore in a lot of these things. You go make a deposit, it gets fertilized, and they grow it for you, and then you come get your baby when it's cooked. Here you go. And you can watch it. You can see right through it. It's glass.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's if we're ever going to space travel, we may have to do that. Just load up a flight with AI and a bunch of embryos and some artificial uteri. Send them off. Oh, we're going to need some people to say we found a planet. This is great. Let's grow some people up. Train them up. That's how it's going to go. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, nothing as exciting as that, I'll tell you right now. But guess who's a new mom?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.